Zondervan presents Blood Covenant, Book 2 in the Mission Hope series by Lisa Harris. Read by Emily Durante. To every man, woman, and child who longs for freedom, may you find it in him. Prologue. Thursday, January 29th, 3:48 p.m. Republic of Zambizao, R.D., Anamadi Township. Jonas Moya moved from the narrow alleyway onto the dusty street, then disappeared into the late afternoon crowd. The country's elite, with their fancy government buildings, commercial strips, and plush houses, had all but forgotten the tangled web of muddy alleyways that laced the sprawling slums of the capital, which made the high-density township the perfect place to hide. He breathed in a lungful of acidic smoke from the piles of trash burning in the distance, then glanced again behind him. A group of women balanced buckets of water on their heads. Children played along the edge of the road. A drunk loitered in front of a shop, but there were no signs of anyone following him. He shook off the uneasy sensation. Rarely did President Tao's soldiers set foot inside the rambling settlement, known for its high crime and corruption, even with the recent order to round up every member of the ghost soldiers in the countrywide manhunt stretching from the capital to the base of Mount Maja. It was an order that had left him on the run. Anger replaced his unease. None of the president's government officials had complained about the generous financial kickbacks they'd received from the dozens of slave labor camps the ghost soldiers set up throughout the country's fertile mines. But their fat payments didn't change the fact that he and the others would take the fall for their crimes.